This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Quite a few mysteries haunt North Carolina. One of the most legendary is the Maco Railroad Light. Once upon a time, a train used to run through Maco, but in the late 1800s, there was a horrible accident and a conductor lost his head. For many years after that, and well into the 20th century, a mysterious light could be seen floating up and down those tracks. And that is just one of the stories that Tommy Edwards has made into a song in his new album, North Carolina History, Mystery, Lore, and More. Tommy Edwards joins us in the studio now. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate you having me on.
How'd you get the idea for this album?
Well, for the last 15 years of a 30-year teaching career, I taught middle grades North Carolina history. And so I've always had a love of history, and I've been a musician for playing professionally since the 1960s. And so I just put two of the things that I really love together, my music and the love of the North Carolina history, and came up with the idea for the album.
Find these stories. Did you know all of the stories that are on the album, or did you find a few of them along the way?
I knew all the stories that I started from, but as I researched the stories, I found out more about them than I thought I knew.
You wrote six of the songs on the album, and the others were covers.
Yes.
How did you decide which ones to write?
Well, I looked at the songs that I'd found that I wanted to use that someone else had written, and then I thought about what I needed to fill into. This is not an academic project by any stretch of the imagination. It's supposed to be musically and otherwise entertaining as well. So I wanted to have some life to it instead of just being a rote telling of the stories.
Well, and they're great stories. I mean, they're stories that almost defy academic scrutiny, including The Devil's Tramping Ground, just for instance. Tell us about that.
Devil's Tramping Ground is a site in my home county of Chatham. And from my earliest years, I can remember people telling stories about it and folks going down and camping out and being scared away in the middle of the night, or leaving a Coke bottle in the Devil's Path and having it not be there in the morning and that sort of thing. So,
and what exactly is the Devil's Tramping Ground?
Well, they're not exactly sure. It's a circle in the middle of the forest that very little will grow in it. There seems to be a little more growing there now than perhaps it did 30 or 40 years ago, but it's been tested for salt content. That doesn't seem to be the problem. And the Native Americans thought of it as a special place. So this legend has grown up around it. Until we can figure out what caused it, I guess we'll just have to go with the devil.
Go with the devil and and sing about it. Would you do the song for us now?
I would be happy to. In the heart of Carolina, there's a place that can be found where the natives say the devil comes to think and walk around. It's down in Chatham County, far from any town. It's a barren circle in the woods, the devil's tramping ground. A haunted wind blows in the night, it makes a mournful sound. Some say they hear the devil laugh as he walks around. So don't go near that evil spot where Satan can be found, in the heart of Carolina, at the devil's tramping ground. There's a circle on the forest floor where nothing green will grow. No earthly science has yet explained just why that this is so. But legend says it's where old Satan comes to plot and plan all the mischief and the meanness he puts in the hearts of men. A haunted wind blows in the night, it makes a mournful sound. Some say they hear the devil laugh as he walks around. So don't go near that evil spot where Satan can be found, in the heart of Carolina, at the devil's tramping ground. Some people say they've seen a devilish figure walking there. Others swear they've caught the smell of brimstone in the air. And a limb or other object placed upon that track at night will not be there when greeted by the early morning light. A haunted wind blows in the night, it makes a mournful sound. Some say they hear the devil laugh as he walks around. So don't go near that evil spot where Satan can be found, in the heart of Carolina, at the devil's tramping ground. Some kids from New York City thought they'd brave the devil's wrath. They made their camp, they pitched their tent right in the devil's path. As darkness fell, the haunted wind blew down their tent that night. They left their gear there in the woods and ran away in fright. The haunted wind blows in the night, it makes a mournful sound. Some say they hear the devil laugh as he walks around. So don't go near that evil spot where Satan can be found, in the heart of Carolina, at the devil's tramping ground.
Tommy Edwards live on the State of Things. The song is called The Devil's Tramping Ground, and it is from his new album, North Carolina History, Mystery, Lore, and More. So did you ever have anything weird happen to you down there?
I didn't. I had some friends that claimed that some things happened. But, you know, with young folks, sometimes you have to take that with a couple of grains of salt.
Because who knows what else goes down there. I was just thinking about those kids from New York City, you know. And if I knew a group of kids from New York City were going to be camping there, I might just take some of my friends and make it an interesting experience for them.
I took a little license with that. I don't know of any kids from New York City that went there, but they seemed like easy prey.
That would be the perfect thing to do. Well, there's a lot of ghost type, a couple of them anyway. One more ghost-like song on your album, The Ghost Light of Mako Station. Tell us about that.
Well, both The Ghost Light of Mako Station and The Devil's Tramping Ground were recorded in books that John Harden wrote back in the late 40s, early 50s that I grew up reading over and over and over again. And so the Mako light always sort of fascinated me. And I had a cousin that used to work with one of the television stations in Wilmington, and she went up to Mako, which is on Highway 87 in Brunswick County, to try to photograph it with a news crew, and they couldn't get it. Of course, when they put the cameras away, the light came out, proceeded up the track toward them, and receded as it tended to do. And so her having seen it sort of gave me a family connection to it. And Life magazine did a story on it many years ago when they were doing stories about different phenomena in North Carolina and other parts of the country. And so basically, the engineer that was decapitated that you mentioned earlier in the program is supposedly looking for his head, which I've never figured out how he can look for his head since he doesn't have any eyes. But anyway.
Maybe his head is looking for his body.
You know, there's a possibility there. He's got the lantern on his ear. But it's just a good story. And no one's ever figured out what caused the light. They blocked off traffic in the area one night, and the light still appeared. They supposedly, it's been reported that a machine gun crew went down there and shot at it.
From Fort Bragg, right? Yeah,
right.
Okay.
And didn't do any damage. And the story that I read by John Harden says that President Cleveland, at a stop at Mako back when he was on a train trip, asked why there were extra lights at the Mako station, and they said they put extra lights out because the other light confused engineers about whether the train tracks were open beyond there or not from time to time. So sometimes the engineers would stop and say, you know, what's going on down the track? That this track is closed. Well, it's not closed. That's just old Joe.
Yeah, it's just – has anybody done any kind of scientific inquiry, the possibilities of swamp gas and whatever?
Swamp gas was a big candidate, but they haven't proved that. And now that the tracks have been taken up, there's no more light. So
there you go.
So now we've lost our evidence.
Murder ballads, of course, fascinating stories, riveting, and the real kind of the foundation of folk music in a lot of ways. You have reprised the story of Tom Dula.
True. I put together a song from several different traditional versions, and sort of made my own. But I know many people are familiar with, or should I say people of a certain age are familiar with the Tom Dooley song that made it to the top of the charts back in the
Yeah, back in the
60s. Late 50s, was it? Early 60s?
I hardly remember anymore.
I'm sure.
But it was back then. Kingston Trio.
Your dad told you about it, right?
I can tell you it was the Kingston Trio back right. then, and it was Tom Dooley back
yeah.
then.
And they thought it sang better that way yeah. and made it into Tom Dooley instead of Tom Dooley. His name was D-U-L-A, and he was a Confederate veteran, had fought in, North Carolina 26th during the war. And when he was accused of murdering his former girlfriend, Laura Foster, he called on his ex-colonel, who went on to be governor of North Carolina during the war, Zebulon Vance, mm-hmm. and had Zeb come up and defend him. And that went about as well as the war did. we lost the war. Tom lost his case, and they strung him up in Statesville.
Well, let's hear it, can't we?
Sure. Tom Dula, hang down your head and cry. You killed poor Laurie Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die. Met her on the mountain, there you took her life. Met her on the mountain, you stabbed her with your knife. Hang your head, Tom Dula, hang down your head and cry. You killed poor Laurie Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die. Reckon where you'll be. If not for Sheriff Grayson, you'd have been in Tennessee. Hang your head, Tom Dula, hang down your head and cry. You killed poor Laurie Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow morning, reckon where you'll be. Down in some lonesome valley, just a-hanging from a white oak tree. Hang your head, Tom Dula, hang down your head and cry. You killed poor Laurie Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die.
Tommy Edwards with his version of the folk song and ballad, Tom Dula. You know, not only did the Kingston Trio change the name, they actually changed the story, because isn't the original Tom Dula and the one you're singing about was kind of a love triangle, right?
There was a woman named Annie Melton who was involved. I think she was the new girlfriend.
Yeah.
And there are those folks that believe that she was maybe very much involved in the whole thing, but she never stood trial. She was related to Doc Watson, the fine guitar player from the legend from up in the Boone area, Deep Gap. And he says their family history says that when Annie passed away, people heard the sound of meat frying,
wow.
which was supposedly some indication that the devil was burning her.
She was involved, and the devil got the soul he was after. But yeah, and of course, the Kingston Trio version sounded more like he had been denied. It was an unrequited love.
Right.
Met her on a mountain, swore she'd be my wife. She refused me, right?
Right. And one of the stories that I read said that Laura Foster's father was terribly upset because not only did he take the daughter away and kill her, he took the horse.
There you go.
The family lost their tractor.
Mountain life, a little bit different back then. So you also created a song, The Carolina Waltz. Was your creation?
Well, Missouri's got a waltz. You remember all the pictures of President Truman planted on the piano, and there's the Tennessee waltz.
Now, I do not go back that far. Well, I've seen them in archives.
Okay. Me too. He was president when I was born, but I don't remember him playing live. But there's the Missouri Waltz, Tennessee Waltz. There are lots of the Kentucky Waltz that Bill Monroe wrote, and I thought we needed one too. So
good idea. That's
so I took
great.
A shot at it, and turned out, I think, okay.
Oh,
so
it did.
We recorded it. I had the great Bobby Hicks, who played fiddle with Ricky Skaggs for about 25 years, recorded many of the great fiddle tunes that Bill Monroe recorded in the 1950s. He lives in Madison now, and he came down and helped me with that. And
yeah, you had a lot of help on this album.
Gosh, there are so many absolutely fantastically talented people that live in Central North Carolina, where I do, and they're so willing to help.
It's great. It's a great album. I want you to do one more for us because
sure.
You actually included, of course, barbecue.
Well, it'd be kind of hard to do one without having barbecue in it, and I had this song already written. I had gone over to my friend John Shelton Reed's house one afternoon. We were sitting on the back porch, as it's nice to do in the summertime, and he told me that he and his wife, Dale Volberg Reed, were working on a book about North Carolina barbecue. It turned out to be Holy Smoke, the big book of North Carolina barbecue, which has evidently done really well.
Mm-hmm.
And so he asked me, do you know any barbecue songs? And I said, well, no. I said, but what's your book going to be about? And he explained a little more about it. And what's it going to be called? I said, Holy Smoke. So I went home, and about, you know, a couple of days later, I called him up and said, I got you a song. And he liked the word so much that he used it in the frontispiece of his book. And when they did the book launch over at the Pit in Raleigh,
yeah.
There were a lot of barbecue guys there that were there for the book launch. And I was told by John and Dale that while I was performing the song, that they were sitting over there going, uh-huh, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. And it's not not a complicated song. It's not a song of great humor or anything. It just sort of outlines the love of barbecue. My old friend, Dennis Rogers of the used to write for the News and Observer, calls pork barbecue the holy grub.
Right.
So I sort of made it sound like a mountain hymn.
Well, I hope you got a couple of ribs out of the deal.
I did. They ribbed me all night.
I tell you what, I'm going to ask you to play us out, and thank you very much for being on the program, Tommy.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to share the music with everyone and to get to meet and talk with you. You're one of my favorite radio personalities.
Yeah, it is a pleasure to have you on the show. The music sounds great. Tommy Edwards' latest album called North Carolina History, Mystery, Lore, and More. Going to play tomorrow night at the Blue Note Grill in Durham with his trio Carolina Lightning. But right now he's going to play his Holy Smoke tune to play us out. And coming up on the State of Things, we're going to switch from folk music to opera, the music of Philip Glass, after this from Tommy Edwards.
Thank you, Frank. Holy smoke, what smells so good? Is someone burning hickory wood? What's that cooking on those coals? Why, it's a pig, Lord bless my soul. We're gonna have some barbecue. Boiled potatoes, Brunswick stew. As long as it's white or maybe red. Hush puppies or fried cornbread. Holy smoke, what smells so good? Is someone burning hickory wood? What's that cooking on those coals? Why, it's a pig, Lord bless my soul. There's sauce made from a recipe known only to the family. Great big glass, sweet iced tea. Holy smoke, that's heaven to me. Holy smoke, what smells so good? Is someone burning hickory?